UNMISS, together with partners, especially UNHCR, are supporting those IDPs that proposed to return to areas where they feel they are safe and can go back and live normal lives. They are being supported to return to those areas. In addition, there are some who may still have protection needs. And those who may still have protection needs, certainly it means they cannot be able to move.
If IDPs in Maluth reduce in number, is it still viable to keep abuse inside?
No, actually, right now, those that have a vast majority of the IDPs who are registered for Maluth have been living outside of the POC in Maluth town. The security environment within Maluth area has been getting better. So some of them go to the POC, some of them live outside the POC. So if all those that have expressed interest to be supported to return home are supported to return, then we will stay with a small number. And therefore, it will not be good utilization of our forces to stay on static duties protecting a small number of IDPs, yet they can do more outside. Therefore, what we are hoping to do and achieve in the coming days is to support those who still need protection of UNMISS, to consolidate and support to return them to Marakal POC so that we can consolidate protection in Marakal POC. Then the troops that will remain in Maluth will now be utilized to do more outreach, to go on patrols in the neighboring communities, and also to support humanitarian partners in delivering the much-needed assistance and confidence building in the different areas where communities live. Let's also recall that we have over 20,000 IDPs who are staying in Maluth, but outside of the POC. In the Toma camp. They also need protection. So at the end of the day, we do not want protection to be limited to just POC side.
Those who will still require protection, what will be their fate in that area?
Yeah, the IDPs that really feel they are not secure in the environment and they have imminent needs of protection, hence the reason why they came to the POC, we will have bring them to Marakal POC so that we can consolidate the protection there.
So far, how many families do you relocate so far to Marakal now?
Yeah, the process has just started. Only one family was relocated yesterday to Marakal. Today we are hoping to relocate another 13 families and the exercise is still ongoing. Let me also add that as some families are coming to Marakal, there are also people that are going by road to different areas where they feel it's safe. For instance, from Maluth to Reng. Also some people are leaving the POC but settling in areas of Maluth outside of the POC.
Your last message to send across to all those who are listening to Radio Mirai in South Sudan.
UNMISS is in the business of building peace, durable peace for all South Sudanese. And this peace can only be achieved when people live comfortably with each other. So any effort, and it's not just UNMISS' responsibility, it's the responsibility of every South Sudanese to pursue this objective. So wherever those opportunities emerge, where UNMISS can support people to come together, where people can engage in dialogue and people can live peacefully, we'll always pursue those objectives. And in helping people to return to areas where they can lead normal lives, that's one of the areas that is very, very important towards building durable peace for South Sudanese. And that's what I wish for every South Sudanese.